whiskey saloon. And it comes to my window like a favorite tune. And I run down the stairway. And I run down the street. And I lay down my money. And it's not what I need.
Everybody up here, so you know who you've been looking at and listening to. Over on the five string banjo, wearing his colors tonight. Got his tie back. All right, very good. Over here, a gentleman that's been featured in scholarly works about the five string banjo, the masters of the five string banjo. He's the only banjo player we know has played with both the Reverend Al Green and the father of bluegrass music. That'd be Bill Monroe, folks. He's from Memphis, Tennessee. Richard Bailey! All right, over here on my left, your right, a young man that about 10 years ago when we were first starting was a country and western artist on Mercury Records and had a couple of hit songs, and for some reason he decided to come over to the blues side, and we are so glad that he did. Brought his brought us his singing, his songwriting, and his guitar playing. We're glad he's here from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, Gary Nicholas. Over here on my right over here, the tallest man on stage, he claims to be now. I'm going to make sure I say this right. He is a mighty mandolin player. There's no doubt about that.
Macho Mando Man.
We're so glad. We are so so glad that he has
Macho
been with the man with our outfit. He has been out with people like Dolly Parton, the Dixie Chicks, James Taylor.
That's a couple big, ones, Mike.
Yeah, that is. Hold down a job.
He sold t-shirts for Puff Daddy too, I believe. Yeah. From Pure Air, Missouri, Brother Brent Truitt.
2, 3, 4.
Go, Brent, go!
Oh, here he is, all right. Over on my right, your left, the rose amongst the thorns, people, if you don't recognize that. As much as Brent and I try to clean up, we look good, but not that good.
I mean, if you'd wear sequins. Come on.
Uh-huh. So, she brought a lot of songs to this last record.
Say love, it wears a sequin.
All right.
Like
Tim, anyway.
Rogers
Dues. Dues. Songwriter, fiddle player, great singer, great gal. She travels with us. You know that she must.
We are who? The Mike?
We are. I know. Folks, she's been out with people like Emmy Lou Harris, Trisha Yearwood, Patti Loveless, Reba McEntire. And she said, get me off those private jets and put me in a 15-passenger van with the hairy-legged boys. From East Tennessee, Tammy Rogers.
Woo! Thank you so much, folks. It's great to be here in Oak Hill, New York tonight. Woo! No place else I would rather be. This has been the perfect Bluegrass Festival day. It's been the best. And we thank you so much for all the Gray Fox folks for having us back this year. We missed you last year. We missed you. But we've had a great day. It's always my job to introduce this guy back here on the bass.
I can do it.
I usually know what to say about him. He's out of jail today, that's a good thing. He's originally from the St. Louis, Missouri area of the world. And that means that he can drink his weight in Anheuser-Busch products.
Yes, he can, yes, he can. Aha!
I haven't witnessed it, and I hope I don't.
I've seen it, Timmy.
But he's also a Cardinals fan, folks. Sorry about that. But before I introduce him, I need to give a shout out to Daniel DJ Rice running
DJ
sound. Woo! Turn me up, Daniel. I'm going to give a shout out. I got shout outs to give out here. But back here on the bass, let me go ahead and finish his intro. He does a great job, and we couldn't do it without him, folks. Please make welcome Michael H. LeMay! It's great to be back, and come check out steeldrivers.com's website. Go to the face page, as my father-in-law calls it. Give us the thumbs up. That's the Steel Driver's favorite finger. Think about that one. But anyways, Ken, great to see you. Rounder Records. We've been on Rounder Records, all four of our records, and we thank you so much for supporting the Steel Drivers. We love you guys. Great to see you. So let's see, we're gonna do one more new one for you and then close with an old one. This is it's kind of uneasy listening. I wrote it again with Jerry Sally, who is the bluegrass songwriter, I guess. He's awesome. But it's a little bit of uneasy listening for you. It's one called 6 Feet Away.